Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking about Marianne Williamson's book, Tears to Triumph. This book is one of the most profound books I've read in a long while, because Marianne brings us from the place of our victim mentality, of feeling sorry for ourselves, and how spiritually dead so many people are these days, given the fact that medication is handed out as if it's candy, especially antidepressants, anti-anxiety, and psychotropic medications for psychosis, which are all very, very powerful drugs to your system, whether or not you feel they're working for you personally. I can't even tell you how many of my clients were put on some antidepressant or anti-anxiety something or another, only to say that they didn't sense any real change happening other than feeling deadened emotionally. Let me tell you, folks, living is not the same as feeling dead emotionally. Living means feeling alive emotionally. And Marianne says something that I say to people all the time, be it my clients, be it at seminars, trainings, be it at my Toastmasters group, it doesn't really matter where, that we cannot medicate ourselves into health and well-being. It's impossible. At least when we're speaking about our emotional selves. Because as Marianne points out, our emotions serve a purpose. Our negative emotions are there to teach us what we need to learn. I have a learning I'd love to share with you right now about negative emotions. It goes back to my business. I'm shifting the whole business. Why? Because in Obamacare, as a non-licensed provider, because I refuse to get a license to have some stupid association tell me what the hell I can do or not do with my clientele, when what I do works perfectly well for anyone who's willing to apply themselves and do what their unconscious mind tells us needs to be done, that is, the working of the hypnotic, i.e. unconscious mind, can tell us what we need to know in order to heal people. It's a beautiful thing. But when people are medicated, they can't access it as easily, and the medications create all kinds of side effects, everything from feeling depressed and suicidal to going out there and killing people, for God's sakes. Why the hell do you think we're having these horrible killings and shootings all over the place all of a sudden? It really does go hand in hand with this proliferation of these very harsh medications that do crazy things in the mind that your drug companies are never going to acknowledge fully. And your FDA is in hands with the politicians, so, you know, as long as they give the politicians money, they don't care. So what I'm telling you is that Marianne is quite correct. We need to learn how to regulate our emotions. And more importantly, we need to teach our children how to regulate our emotions. It is okay to feel upset if our pet dies, or if our favorite grandparent dies, or if we see a sibling getting a lot of attention because they're ill and we don't understand because we're only 3 or 4 or 5 years old. Or we feel like we're no longer special because our parent just had another baby and all the attention is going to the newborn baby and we're being neglected at this point in time. Maybe not really. But to a 0 to 5 year old kid, they don't know the damn difference. They're living in the now and they don't know. They don't understand. They don't do that empathy thing yet. That's learned later. So we have to understand that our emotions are there to teach us. So as I was going to say before, I distracted myself as I do too often. I've had to shift my entire business over. I cannot compete with Obamacare, which I'm really glad is there, even though it's expensive for some people. People who really need the care, especially the really poor people who need to get antipsychotics because they are having psychotic breaks, and this is the only way to help them. Or for the people who really need some of the more expensive cancer treatment. Thank God my ex-husband had great insurance through his job at Harvard University when I was getting my mesenchymal brain tumor taken care of. That course of treatment only cost $300,000. I didn't have 300 grand and neither did he. We need this insurance. But in saying that, a lot of the people who come to me or may come to me don't understand the difference between clearing a problem and getting rid of it and managing it with medication. And so long as people are going to go the conventional route, they're going to be able to hopefully manage their problems, their health issues, and never clear their health issues. Because I'm going to tell you this right now, Marianne's correct again. Our thoughts create our health. Our thoughts create our ill health. How? Well, think about how you feel when you're totally stressed out. Think about how crazy you get. Think about how angry or upset you get. Think about the things that you say to the people that you say you love when you're really upset and you're giving them a really hard time and they have nothing to do with it. It has to do with everything else in your world not working correctly. So, because I can't compete with Obamacare and I don't want to, I'm putting out other programs. And they're all group programs because in group programs, people hold other people in the group accountable to do what they need to do to clear their issues and move on. So these are the four programs I'm putting together right now. The first one is for reversing diabetes. I'm doing one program for children and their parents because everyone's got to be on the same page regarding the diet, being able to get more activity in, and working together as a family system. No one needs to be on any special diet separate and apart from the rest of the family. They all are going to be eating healthfully without any deprivation, and they're going to learn how to do this in a healthful, safe, efficient way with the correct thoughts and with hypnosis, timeline therapy, and NLP to help them to stay the course easily. I'm going to do the same thing for adults with type 2 diabetes, and their partners, if they have any, are going to be with them again, so they can be supportive of one another instead of sabotaging one another. Because we know from a lot of studies that have been done over the last, 20, 30 years or so, our environment matters. Bruce Lipton wrote a whole lot about that in his book, Biology of Belief, where even the environment of the lowly cell is only going to be alive and do well if it has the correct environment. Well, we are a bunch of cells put together to make a being, a human being, which means we need to be, not do, by the way. And in that beingness, we need to be set in the right supportive environments to make things work the way we need them to. The next training I'm doing is going to be for CEOs and C-suite people who are just sick of having their souls sucked from them doing work that they don't care about and companies that don't share their values or attitudes or beliefs, being forced to do a bunch of crap that they don't care about any longer with people they don't respect any longer, and are seriously willing to take a deep, deep look into themselves and what they are made of, and taking their values, their beliefs, their attitudes, their philosophies of life, finding their philosophies of life if they don't have them yet. Because, if we're used to doing the same old thing every day in order to feel good about ourselves, or worse, to allow other people to feel good about us because perhaps we have something called the imposter syndrome, where we don't take credit for the amazing things we've done. This is true of a lot of CEOs and a lot of medical and legal people in those areas of life, the professions. Well, until we can own what we've accomplished in life, love and respect ourselves as we'd like other people to love and respect us for who we are versus the facade that too many of us put out there, until we get in touch with that stuff, all being done in a very spiritual place. We're going to be doing this work in spiritual places all around the world. Because why? Until unless we can touch with our spirit. Our spirit is nothing more than the bigger purpose, mission, meaning that we are put here to create for ourselves, to be a channel for our Creator, doing this wonderful work. And with CEOs and C-suite people, well, you all know if you're happy in your job or if you're sick of making numbers for companies you don't care about anymore, if you're ready to do something else, either in another company that's more aligned with what you want for your life, meaning less travel perhaps, especially if you're being forced to travel all over the place for weeks or months at a time, or maybe doing work that you feel is more meaningful to you based on your own values. Maybe you care about the third world and you want to do something for them, or maybe you care deeply about what's happening in our rural areas of the very poor people. Or maybe you care about the inner cities because you hear about all the cops shooting black and brown kids because they're fearful of them. Because everything is out of whack right now because of all those antidepressants and antipsychotics that people are being put on, especially kids, and the amphetamines that are what the ADD and ADHD kids are put on. And if they don't need that stuff, it will make them crazy. So you understand that there's things that we need to do in places where we can do this work, setting up foundations once we're making a good amount for ourselves and our businesses to really be aligned with what it is that we need in our own lives. And when we have a little extra, maybe even align the company that you develop, or if you're working for another company that's more aligned with what your beliefs and values and attitudes are, you can choose a charity to work with and give money to them doing the good work. And the last thing I'm going to be offering up is for we, the health and wellness professionals. So I went with my landlady to breakfast. She took me to breakfast last Friday. And after breakfast, she wanted to go to CVS to pick up a few things at the drugstore. She wanted to get some boost. She's diabetic and she knew that she needed to get some more of that stuff. And there were some other things she wanted to pick up too. And when we went in there, there was a Minute Clinic. And we were asked to sign a paper to go get our blood pressure taken, to get our sugars measured, to get our body mass index taken care of, to see what it actually is. So that tells you how much fat you got on your body. And what I told her to look at was the size and shape of the five women who are there from intake to the doctor who was giving us our results. Every single one of them was morbidly obese. And I realized when I was in nursing school, I left it because the nurses were so freaking unhealthy. They had edemas in their legs, meaning they were holding water. You could tell because they were all puffy. They were drinking their diet sodas, eating their donuts, and smoking their cigarettes because of all the stress. They seemed to be fairly angry individuals. And this wasn't where I wanted to go. But that being said, I've learned over the years of working in elder care, mental health, and certainly as a hypnotist and NLP master practitioner, working with these mental health professionals, how much they're out of line with what it is that they're trying to teach their patients to do. I can't even tell you, I had three drug addicts that I had to help. Nurses, all of them. I had an anesthesiologist who was an insomniac for 30-something years until I was able to clear him of his sleeping problem because he had been so invaded of his sleep through the three residencies he did for his three medical licenses that he went for over the years. Or how about the nurse who was getting so much progesterone, she was depressed. When I sent her to my pharmacist who specializes in that stuff, she was able to get that equalized so she no longer had to be depressed because it was a menopause issue that needed to be taken care of. Or how about the manic depressive nurse that I saw who was totally hypomanic when I saw her and ended up going into a program for manic depressives to get herself under control better. That was before I learned how to do it for myself and for others. Oh well, it takes time to learn these things. So when we think about these things, we want our caregivers, our health and wellness people, to be the epitome of health and wellness. And so my feeling on this is really strong. I don't want anyone in health and wellness working with patients or clients with issues they have yet to resolve for themselves. If you're overweight as a health and wellness person, stop working with weight loss. You have no clue what you're doing. I'm sorry. You can know all the theory, all the techniques. Your people may love you because, well, you look like one of them. But that doesn't mean that you have the skills or the ability for them to take you seriously because you're overweight. In fact, one of my drug addicted clients came to me because the psychologist she was looking at a while ago was so fat, her buttons were popping open and her white skin was popping through, and she never saw that person again because why? It's an indicator that her life was out of control. So if you're going to work with people on those things you've cleared or the things that you have no issues with so that you can learn how to help them. Those things are fine, but stop working in areas that you have no clue. And stop teaching abundance if you've never made a lot of money yourself. You don't belong doing it because you don't know what the hell you're talking about, because if you did, you'd be making money. It's as bad as people becoming financial advisor people who are dead broke trying to sell these services for 401k people to put all their money into these theft-mongering mutual fund people who are taking their money out with all these 1% and 2% and 3% fees every time they make a change. It's abominable. So just stop doing this stuff, guys. Get aligned with what's true for you. If you don't have a clue what you're doing, learn. Get the answers. So for the health and wellness people, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to help them to clear all of their issues that are in their way. We're going to do this, again, in a very spiritual place. New Zealand's going to be the first place that we go to for the first time around for 2 weeks. We're going to learn the spirituality of the Maori people. We're going to be in their own place over there in New Zealand. And we're going to learn some really amazing things from them in terms of how to really use our body, our mind, both the emotions and the mental and the spirit, to help and guide us in a much more authentic way. And then we're going to learn how to work with our patients and clients from a place of vulnerability and authenticity instead of pretending that we're the all-powerful know-it-alls, that we're not. Because this is the thing. Any of you in health and wellness who've gone through your own struggles know the difference between a caregiver who's absolutely there, present with you, and capable of giving you what you need, versus giving you a bunch of claptrap bullshit. Yeah, their fancy words might sound good. Their invasive techniques might sound like they're worth a try. But as Marianne says, this is not getting to the cause of the problem. Getting to the cause of the problem means going into the mind, the unconscious mind. In my case, I bring you into your spiritual higher consciousness mind to get your defense mechanism of your unconscious mind out of the way. Why? Because your unconscious mind is the part of you that developed all these functions to help you function when you were younger. And many of these things are totally out of date because you're not living with your parents anymore. Maybe you're no longer with that ex-husband. Whatever, the people of influence in your earlier years when you develop many of these things are no longer present. So it's time for you to get that stuff out of your way and work in your higher consciousness. And in that way, we can help you clear this stuff a lot easier using the hypnotic tools and techniques that I know to keep you aligned and to help you to learn these things so you can use it in your own practices. Because what is the point being in practice working yourself to death, making your own self unhealthy, seeing millions of clients, and some of you are seeing 20, 40 people a day if you're a medical doctor. And I know hypnotists who see 10, 11 people a day. That's outrageously stupid. It's too much giving. One of the really great teachings that I got from Kabbalah, Marianne talks about this a little bit in her book too, is that we need to be able to receive love, caring gifts from the people in our lives to help and support us and fill our well. Because if our well is not filled, it dries out, and then we become the raving lunatics trying to help other people. And then we get into this whole ridiculous idea of feeling like we're imposters, pretending to do the things that we don't take credit for, even though we really do know what we're doing. And then it gets worse than that, and I've done this several times to myself over the years, so unfortunately I'm an expert at this, where you end up getting infections, and you end up going to the hospital. I had a kidney infection at one point, and they were really worried at the hospital that I'd get sepsis, which kills. That is infection of the blood, which if it goes through your system can kill you quite instantaneously. Not a good thing to get. Or how about the meningioma, which I do know for a fact was either due to my old phone that I had at the time, a BlackBerry that was really hot all the time with the battery. It was to my head way too often. Or more likely, following Dr. Hammer's work from the 1950s, he studied about 20,000 people who had all different tumors all over their bodies. In my case, a brain tumor really has a lot to do with the people closest to you making you crazy. And at that time, I was having issues in my marriage, and my mother was driving me up the wall with all her own mental illness stuff going on. And 3 years later, tumor developed that we developed to this place where double vision started, and that's how it was found, through the double vision. 2.2 centimeters. But I can tell you now that through my visualizations, it is gone. MRI proved it was gone 2 years after I was treated for it. So that's way back in 2012. So these are the points that are very, very important. Now, Marianne goes into some other things that are very important. I'm going to follow these up with the religious spiritual teachings from the major spiritual teachings and religions that she talks about, because she beautifully states these things, and I can't do it all in one podcast. So I'm going to do those in another podcast for you for next week, and you're going to love it. If you're interested in learning more about these trainings that I'm going to be doing, diabetics for youth, but parents, you need to be involved. I'm only going to do it with all three of you, and there's only going to be 36 people max in these groups. So it's one kid and two parents. The adults, it's going to be 24. It's going to be one person with diabetes type 2 and their partner. And for the health and wellness professionals, I'm going to do an intro for you all. It's going to be a 3-day with a 4th-day VIP, if you would like that. And then those of you who are very interested in doing this much deeper, profound work over New Zealand to begin, I'm only going to accept 12 participants for each training, so that you have the time you need to do the deep, deep work, and so that you all can really bond with the people in your group. Plus, if we're traveling around, it really is a lot easier to do it with fewer people. And then the diabetes group, again, is going to be done. We're going to do some healing work with some of the healing people in this area, Sedona, Arizona, Taos, New Mexico, and I need to find an American Indian tribe somewhere for us to get affiliated with. In the meantime, it's all going to happen in the Southwest, so if you're local to there, great. And again, 4 days, 3 days of transitional work and learning what you need to do, and then a VIP day for those who want to go deeper, and it's going to be really, truly transformative. And those of you who are doing it with your partners or in your family are going to find that your relationships are going to change for the better. Because all of a sudden it's going to be about learning who each of you are at your very deepest foundations. Loving, caring, and being present in a more profound way than you've ever known possible before. I can promise you this. So if you want to get information on these, please just give me a call at 781-315-1719. I'm in the midst of putting these all together right now, and I'll give you more information, because I have to sit down and do the sales letters and get that stuff all hooked up. And I've had some technological problems over the last month, so it sort of held up stuff. But you know, with me, if you followed me at all, if you've looked at any of my stuff online, if you looked at any of the testimonials, I guarantee that you get the results, so long as you do what your unconscious mind tells you needs to be done. And you do the work that's necessary. Because obviously, if you don't do the work that's necessary, I can't guarantee anything. But if you do that, and you still don't get your results, you get your money back. I don't take money from people who don't get the results. But I have a very high success rate with my clientele, because when they do what they're told to do from their unconscious mind, and even their higher consciousness, because you work on the higher conscious mind, guess what? You can't fail. You just have to be brave enough to look at yourself in the mirror and realize that anything that you're fearful of meeting in the mirror is all a construct of your unconscious mind. And when you do this work, it's fast, it's efficient, and you feel lighter and brighter, and you can do the things you need to do, be healthier, whole and complete, create a fulfilling, loving, wonderful life based on who you are, at your deepest essence. That's right. You can live your heart's and soul's journey. That's what this is all about, the work that I do, because you have to remember, my tagline is setting souls free to live their purpose on purpose. I'm the queen of reversals, so if you have a problem, we're going to go ahead and reverse it, whatever it is. I don't care what the depth is. I don't care how complicated it is. It doesn't really matter because, well, pretty much anything can be reversed. There's a few things that can't. Degenerative nerve issues and things of that nature are a little more difficult. But for most of you, much of what you have that's getting you down can be reversed. So again, call me, Suzanne Kellner Zink, the owner of Dawning Visions Hypnosis, Inc. at 781-315-1719. Yes, I know it's a Massachusetts number. That's where I lived for 35 years. And I kept my same number so that my old clients could find me easily, and because I hate Google Phone. So I deal with it. I am here in Southern California. I love it here. I've been here for 2 years, and this is where I work and live out of at the moment, except for when we're traveling to really cool places all over our country and all over the world to really do deep, deep work called transformation. I want to thank you for spending your time with me. Until next time. And remember, next time we're going to learn the spiritual teachings on the deep metaphysical level that Marian Williamson teaches, because that's the only level that matters. It's going to be really cool. So again, thank you for spending your time with me. Until next time. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars. As well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.